This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been 6 months, give or take, since Beijing decided enough was enough with its zero COVID policy and started getting things back closer to normal. And since then, the Chinese economy's grown at an annualized rate of 4.5%, but it has been bumpy. There's another COVID wave expected. There's a more strained than usual relationship with the United States, and there is the war in Ukraine. Unemployment did fall a bit last month overall. 5.2% for April is the rate over there. But for Chinese young people, that is Chinese aged 16 to 24, unemployment is above 20%. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has our story from the eastern city of Hangzhou.
Imagine it's the biggest holiday of the year. You're geared up to see family and friends, excited about all the food. Then your manager pulls you in for a chat. That's what happened to IT worker Cheng Shi just before the Lunar New Year in January.
They said the company was facing operational difficulties and they might need to adjust and optimize. I knew what they meant.
They meant that he would be out of a job soon. Cheng Shi says he wasn't all that surprised, what with new regulations and investigations into big tech and poor U.S.-China relations.
In Hangzhou, the IT sector has reached its peak. The pandemic just made the situation even worse.
He's too afraid to tell his parents he's been laid off. Further west, I'm on my way to meet a student. She beat millions of other candidates to get into one of China's top universities. She did not give her name because she says she's been monitored by her college and the police.
Hello, hi.
Over a tiramisu and coffee, she tells me how, even when her university city was no longer under lockdown, all the students were forced to stay on campus. And that was true at a lot of universities in China.
In case there was an infection on campus, I think the university didn't want to be held responsible.
She would sneak out to have a drink or catch a movie with friends. She got caught. Then the school pressured her roommates to report her if she left. The freshman attempted to take her own life. She says her school only pretends it cares about mental health.
The university organized an event asking students to post messages that have positive energy. The event was called Say No to Emo, emo being emotions. I felt like the school was depriving us of our right to be sad. Like if we're sad under these restrictions, it's our problem.
The college kept her under surveillance, tried to censor her on social media. And when she wanted to join protests last year against COVID restrictions, the university called and stopped her. She snuck off campus one more time before the school told her to defer her sophomore year. Now her parents are worried about her future job prospects, but she isn't.
I'm not that worried because I don't need to find a job that my parents consider stable. I could just as well work at a bar.
This attitude is referred to in China as laying flat, like opting out of the rat race. China's leaders see laying flat as a threat to the nation's economic future. Even tech billionaire Zhou Hongyi, someone as famous in China as Jack Ma is internationally, has criticized young people online for not wanting to put the effort in and having the wrong attitude towards work.
Young people shouldn't be so picky about their jobs.
But a comment below his video hits back. Once I'm 35, no one will want to hire me, so of course I need to find jobs that pay me well now. And age discrimination is a thing. Again, newly laid off worker Cheng Shi.
Frankly, companies think 35 and over is too old because they don't need as many workers as they used to. And last year's graduates plus this year's graduates means there are well over 10 million young people looking for work.
He says young workers are cheaper and have better health to handle the overtime that is baked into many sectors.
Age is a big obstacle in my job hunt. I'm turning 40 soon. Of course, I feel the pressure, but I don't want to think about this too much. I just need to keep my job search going.
Cheng Shi says he's applied to 100-plus jobs. Fewer than a third of the companies have replied so far, and he's secured zero job interviews. In Hangzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.